Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, though, a golden dome. President Donald Trump has announced a new missile defence that will be capable of intercepting missiles launched from the other side of the world or launched from space. The United States claims the system, which will include space-based sensors and interceptors, will be able to stop fractional orbital bombardment systems, also called FOBs, that could deliver warheads from space. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Hamish de Breton Gordon, former British Army officer and NATO nuclear defence commander. Good morning, Hamish.
Hi, good morning.
So talk me through this system we're hearing about, because Donald Trump said it will be in place by the time he leaves office, giving a timeline of about 3.5 years or so. What threats is it meant to protect the United States from, firstly?
Well, ostensibly, these are sort of major threats from sort of potential major adversaries. And I think Trump is very much focusing on the Chinese and the Russians here. And ostensibly, these are long-range ballistic missiles, hypersonic missiles, or something called fractional orbital bombardment systems, which are a combination of all of these, and predominantly with nuclear warheads. Hitherto, the US and Canada, interestingly, have something called NORAD, which is the North American Aerospace Defense Command, which has a number of sensors that picks up any incoming missiles. And the Americans already have sort of interceptor capabilities. But this new system, Golden Dome, is a much more comprehensive one and recognises the advances that particularly the Chinese have been making recently in missiles that fire into space and then get above their targets and hammer down. So very sophisticated. People sort of relate it to the Iron Dome system that the Israelis have. But this is sort of writ large, and the sort of numbers or the costs being talked about, sort of $500 million, you know, probably is a low mark. But it's sort of the final thing here. It really indicates that Trump is very much focusing on defence of mainland United States of America against likely aggressors, China and possibly Russia, which is perhaps why he's not focusing so much as those of us in Europe would like, to try and, you know, create peace in Ukraine as quickly as possible.
Now, that mention of this system being capable of intercepting missiles launched from space, is that where we're at now in the realm of having warfare being fought from space?
Well, certainly, I think that this is the area of concern, because the actual Earth, the sort of atmosphere up to space, is quite a cluttered area. So from what I understand, you've got much more freedom of manoeuvre, you know, in the vastness of space, and more ease of movement, as it were. So it seems likely that no doubt the US, no doubt other major military countries, and the Chinese and Russians are focusing very much on using space as a way for offensive and defensive operations. And it would appear that this is actually where people are now, you know, focusing, because it is becoming more difficult for people to fire normal ballistic missiles, even if they're hypersonic missiles, in the Earth's atmosphere. We're certainly seeing in Ukraine that, you know, even the most sophisticated Russian hypersonic missiles are being taken out by conventional air defense system. So it would appear that space is really the rather, to coin, use a coiny phrase, the new frontier in this sort of type of warfare.
And in your community, in the defense community, is it considered necessary to have this Golden Dome?
Well, I think it is of the moment, and certainly what one has seen in Ukraine with the, you know, with the person who has the best air defence system is likely to get the upper hand. It would now appear that the NORAD system, this is the old system in North America, is probably being overtaken by technology. And in warfare, it is a technological battle. The person, you know, who can be one step ahead generally is on the front foot. So it's as far as the United States is concerned, with their very much sort of the idea that with the Trump administration wanting to defend the US mainland rather than project power further out to prevent attacks on the states, this is a key decision that they are making. I don't think it's something, you know, that Ireland or the UK could countenance this type of capability. But it's obviously the way that Trump and his administration are going, is focusing everything on protecting the United States rather than trying to stop threats further out. And again, we're sort of seeing that personified in Europe at the moment.
And what do you expect the response from China will be in particular to this move?
Well, no doubt the Chinese are doing something pretty similar. You know, the superpowers, you know, there are sort of very few secrets. No doubt this is also a statement from the White House, focused very much on Beijing and Moscow, to say, well, you know, whatever you're investing your time and effort and money in at the moment, you know, we have a countermeasure to it. So perhaps, as we know, this system won't come in for 2 or 3 years. I would question, you know, something as technological advance and large as this. Generally, they take a heck of a lot longer. So maybe Trump is trying to head the Chinese off at the pass, as it were, to stop the development of particularly these FOB-type missiles, which it seems to be the major concern in the States at the moment.
You touched on his Donald Trump's estimation that this would cost $25 billion, but we have heard from the Congressional Budget Office in the past that actually it could cost $540 billion plus to build this thing. I mean, $25 billion, Hamish, seems wildly off.
Oh, absolutely. I might have misread it. I thought the $25 billion was for research and development. It does seem very, very light. I'm no great financier, but you know, half a trillion, you know, 500 billion sounds close to the mark to me. But again, we're used to the sort of smoke and mirrors coming out of the White House these days, you know, a lot of what Trump says appears to be for effect. Mm-hmm. And some of the detail and reality might not be completely thought through, as it were.
Well, you might be right in your understanding of it, because the $25 billion is the initial sum. But we weren't given a clear estimate as to how much it would cost yesterday. The previous figure seemed to say it could go over the $540 billion mark. But, I mean, I suppose the material thing is that when you look at shielding a country as large as the United States from the attacks that you have described, it would appear almost impossible to put a cost on that at this stage.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's going to cost, you know, billions, if not trillions of dollars. And I would, you know, I think what they're talking about here is probably defending critical national infrastructure and critical areas. I would be surprised if they can have a completely sealed Golden Dome system that covers every square inch of the United States. Certainly in the past, with the NORAD system and others, it is protecting the key areas, not absolutely everything. And $500 billion even at this stage seems a bit light to me. But again, President Trump is a politician, and he's trying to convince people to spend this type of money to protect the US. And it sort of assumes that the Canadians will be involved at the moment, which seems a bit far-fetched, as they seem to be complete loggerheads between Canada and the US over a whole bunch of things, not least tariffs and also the war in Ukraine.
Hamish, good to get your expert view on it. That's Hamish de Breton Gordon.
Pleasure.
Coming up next on the programme, a holiday with a difference. Travel expert Ed Finn is going to take us around Europe on some of the best railway journeys.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.